Okay, today's daf Chaf Aleph. We are on Chaf Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom from the word Tanan. Sorry, from the word Tanan. So Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah over there, which is the Mishnah Olos. The Mishnah there said, we said yesterday in the Mishnah that there was a machlokas if someone sleeps under a bed in the sukkah, whether he was Yotzei his Chov or not. Right, so Tanakama said no, Rabbi Yehuda said yes. So Tanan Hasam said over there, Echad chor shecharu mayim. If you have like a sort of hole, not a hole, but like an underpass, there's an erosion. So there's a little overhang. I don't know if it's necessarily a cave. It's not necessarily inside, but it's an overhang. He says cave in Art Scroll?
No.
So I don't think it's necessarily a cave. So echad chor shecharu mayim. It was dug out by water. Oshratzim, or some animals dug it out. Osha achal to malachas, like the salt somehow dug it out. Rashi says, Sha'aretz melicha, umit bakas me'aleh, it arose out by itself, so there's some sort of now underhang, as well as, v'chein midbach avanim, Rashi says, avanim gedolos, haruch zo zo, you have big stones that are placed one on top of one another, upamim sha'acha sedur agabe yashnayim, sometimes one is placed on top of two, v'ashtachtonu shocho zo zo zo, umafridol zo mizo, v'yesham oel, they're separated on the bottom, and there's one on top, so there's a space in between, so it sort of like makes an ohel. That's the midbach avanim. V'chein savar shal koros, the same thing when it comes to with beams. Mahil ala tumah, they are considered an ohel, and therefore they considered if there's a dead body in there and there's a keli kli in there, there would be a problem of tumas ohel. Right? Mahil ala tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Omer kol ohel she'enu asur b'dei adam. Any ohel, right, that is not man made. So, but Rashi is not something man-made, but more than that, it's miskavim lasoso ol. You need an intent for it to be made into an ol, right? Even if it's made by a man, it has to be intentionally made that way. So, she'eno asur b'de adam, eno ol. That's not considered an ol, and therefore it wouldn't transmit the tumah. That's just the rule. So, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. So, what's the svara? What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? He says, yolif ol ol mi mishkan. He learns gzeira shava from the mishkan. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Tumas Oel, Parshas Chukas, Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yamos Ba'Oel. This is the rules of somebody who dies in an Oel. Ksiv Hasam, and it says there in the Mishkan, Vayifros Esa Oel Ala Mishkan. Moshe actually made the Oel. He threw the curtains over. He purposely and intentionally made the Oel. So he says, Malo Halom de Adam, just like over there, it's intentionally made by a person. That's what constitutes the definition of an OL. Avkan bide Adam. So too, here, when it comes to Tumas OL, it has to be intentionally made by man in order for it to be an OL. Tosos just points out, Tosos asks, and this is based on the Sukkah elsewhere in Shabbos, he says, well, if we're learning it from the Mishkan, so go all the way. Learn what OL is from the Mishkan, right? That's the top line. Vein Tomer, Imi Mishkan Yalif, Afilo Asur bide Adam, Nami Lo Yavias Atuma, Ela Pishkan. Maybe it should be the same material that was used in the Mishkan. Just go all the way. So Tosos spends time to try to figure out why we don't necessarily have to go all the way with the comparison. So, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan doesn't have the Zeri Shov of Ol from the Mishkan. Rabbanan say no. Ol Riba. Many times in the Parsha of Tumas Hameis does it say the word Ol. Rashi says Olim Tuva Ksivi Parshas Para. Lerabos afa osu me'elav. It says the word ol multiple times in the parsha of Tumas Meis, and therefore those extra ols come to include ols of all different types of ol, even an ol that is made naturally, So then the Gemara asks, okay, the Sava Rabbi Yehuda, is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that kol ol she'enu osu b'dei adam enu ol? Is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need a man-made, intentionally made space to create an OL? He doesn't hold that something that is not, does not have the intention for an OL, is also considered an OL? Uri Minu will ask the following question. This is from Mishnah in Parah. Right? In Parah? It's in Parah, but we saw it a few times in Shas. It shows that the Mishnah discusses all the lengths that they went to keep these young children pure and not tummy mace, when it came to the process of the Parah Aduma. There are plenty of pictures, right? So here we're talking about what they used to do in order to prevent young children who would draw the water from the Meshiloach to be used, to be mixed with the Eifah Parah Aduma, to prevent them from becoming Tamei Meis. It seems to be a very, very difficult childhood. Right? Uriminhu, we asked the following question. Right? Chatseros hayubnuos v'yushalayim al gavi netzela. They used to build these homes, these chatseros, in Yerushalayim on top of bedrock, v'tachteyem chalal, with a space in between, mipnei kevrat home, because we were concerned about kevrat home. Rashi points out, kevrat home means, anytime we see kevrat home in Shas, it's a suffix, a doubt as to whether or not there might be tumas meis somewhere. Right? So Rashi says, right, kevrat home, kol shem kever hatahom, v'tumas hatahom shabashas, lashon suffikhu. Get the home, like the unknown. She'eno gogoi, it's not revealed. They kever had to home. She'kola ir hayu supakim, because the whole city, they were suffix, shema yesham kever. Maybe there is a kever. Ve'em lo lemeis chalal tefach, and maybe there's a dead body there, and they don't have the tefach space between the dead body and, I guess, the ground. Shema yesh kever ve'em lo meis chalal tefach. Ve'tuma she'ritzutza v'okas v'ola l'arakia. The tumor goes up to the heavens. The kacha yubonim osal gabe kipin. That's why they would build these on top of these stilts. Shafilu yesham kever mitachas hare chalom afsik. They would build these chatzeros of bedrock, so therefore most likely there isn't a mace there. And even if they might be, they would put it on stilts. So now there's a space of a tefach between the bedrock and the floor of the neighborhood, I guess, that they're building. So again, there wouldn't be tumah would go up, because once there's a space, the tumah spreads out, but it doesn't go up. And that's number one. Chatzeros hayu benuos mishlam gavisela, mitachteim chalal, mipnei kever at the home. Umevi'in nashin ubros. And they would bring the pregnant woman there, v'yoldol sham. And they would give birth there. Right? Umegadlos beneyem sham lipchein bara. And they would raise their sons there, for the purpose of being used for the process of the paraduma. So why are they doing all this? So Rashi says, as we know, when it comes to the paraduma, we were makel on certain things, lehotzim libam shel stukim. So just so people wouldn't be so makel throughout, we're machmir on other things. So Rashi points out, mishumahid etznan, we have the Mishnah in Parah that says, mitamim hayu as a kohen hasor as a parah, they would be mitame as a tful yom, the mitame, the kohen who's going to burn the paraduma, they make him a tful yom, right, umadbil also miyad lohotzi milivon shel tzidukim, just to oppose the sheet of the tzidukim shayu omrim bimurure shemesh haisan nasis, that they say that you have to wait till sunset in order for the para, the kohen to be kosher to burn the para shayu omrim bimurure shemesh haisan nasis became a tful yom kosher bepara. But so since they made a tful yom, they did this, it took someone who was actually tummy as a tful yom asuvo malos harbi. They would do a lot of extra chumras. So people wouldn't be mezazel on the katan paradum. Say, oh, use a tful yom, you can do this. Oh, use a tful yom, you can do this. Ah, use a tful yom only lahotzi b'lima shal stukim, and everything else we're going to be extremely, extremely makbid. Right? So he says, therefore, tiknu kol maisa para. The maisa of the paraduma had to be b'klei galolim, b'klei avanim, b'klei adama, all these different types of kelim that are in she'em ekalim tumah. The kohen has sorfa, and the kohen is burning him. He's kikul the frisha shivas yomim. They used to separate him for 7 days. Remember that from the beginning of Maseches Yoma. Vein achav akolim nogimbo kedarminam the parakam the yoma. Right. V'tiknu sheyutinokos halalu. They made the takana that these young children mimalim lo mayim lekadesh ben mechatas, that these young children would be the ones who would put the water. They would fill the water of the mechatas. Mishumayla tiknu sheyutahorim mikol tumah. We made it so that they should be taller from all tumah, which isn't really true. We'll see in a moment. Ubetosefta shani nudin. The tosefta they would add adju b'nei shiva b'nei shmona until they were 7 or 8 years old. Then they would age out, right? Megalan osam v'lo yosher shloro carry. Because at 7 or 8 years old, maybe potentially they will have a carry emission. So they do all these things. Very, very traumatic. I believe very, very traumatic childhood to be, you know, put away in this area. Okay, so magidu b'nei amshem l'shepara, right? And then what they would, and but it's funny. The Tosos points out, well, wait a second. The woman would give birth. The whole point is to keep them tamei tahor, and the woman would give birth there. So women give birth, they're tamei right away. So it's neither, right? So it's neither there, right? Tosfos points out. Tosfos mevi nashim buaros v'yodos alpha p shahayu atinokus tameim benita v'yodos lo hayu choshishem. The chash was elul shomram mitumas meis. They would only want to be shomer them from tumas meis. Well, if that's the case, then why they care till they were 7 or 8 years old? It's about tumas gary. Yeah. Only holding for Tumas Mace, I don't know. Right? Below Yehoshim Elishom with Tumas Mace, the Bai Hazah, because Tumas Mace requires sprinkling. and umituma yotzi migufo, and also from tumah that emanates from their own body. There you have it. Okay, kagon balkari. So they were concerned about two tumas: a tumas mace, b tumah that comes out of their own body. But the tumah of the mother from the yoldos, that's not such a big deal. It's more machmir because we have the kula, the lo tzim liba shel tzedukim. That's the whole Rashi.
I mean, because of the tzedukim, we do these children, we keep them 7 years.
Yes, alive. Absolutely, correct. Correct. Okay, so continuing the process. So therefore, umagavos b'neim sham, yodol sham, umagavos b'neim sham, the para. Now they're going to go get the water. Umevim shvarim, they will bring these ox, the agalbeim dulatos, and they will put these boards or doors on the back of the shore, vitinokos yoshim agabeyem, and the children would sit on these boards. Now they're going toward to the spring to get the water. Vikosos shel evem yadeyem, they have these stone cups in their hands. Again, the stone cups are not mekabel tumah. Higil shiluach, when they get to the water, yardu l'toch hamayim, they would go down to the water, umiluam, and fill up the cups, v'olu, and go up, v'yashvu lahem, and sit on them. Rabbi Yossi says, no, mimikomu hayu mishal shum malach bekevatom. Another chumra, they wouldn't even go down off of the shore. They may be concerned that even there's a tumas to home by the water, by the meshilo, so they would sit on top of the ox, and they would lower the water, the cups into the water, and then pull it back up. Right? Rashi says, right, v'yardu l'toch hamayim luam, the machlokas, because do you have to fill it yourself, or you can use it with a rope? Fine. V'tanya, we learn in a brisa there, Rabbi Huda says, lo hayu mevi'en dulatos. They wouldn't use doors. Ella shvarim, just the ox. They would just bring the ox, and they would walk. So the problem is, though, they're asking, the hashvarim, the ol she'enu asu b'yidei adam hu. Wait a second. Why would, what's going on here is you're trying to say that it's going to protect from what's underneath it. Why is it protecting? Because we have the shore. He's in a separate ol, he's in a separate area, and therefore he's protected. But you, Rabbi Huda, didn't you just say that if it's an ol that's not created intentionally for the purpose of an ol, a shore is not created intentionally for the purpose of an ol, right, we'll see later, then it shouldn't work. So why is this working? Right, Rashi says, Ela Shvarim, where is it? Yeah, I know. Less than one. One second. Elishvarim, rechovos, I guess their bellies are wide, vitinokos yoshvin aleihem, and the kids sit on top of it, vikresan mafsik, and the belly separates, she'ein hatinokos mahalin ala aretz, because the tinokos don't make an oel over the land. Alma ashrein Rabbi Yehuda, you see from Rabbi Yehuda, the shidrasan shal shvarim, that the spine of the ox, shehi ke'ein gag v'chalos shavehemo hu ha'ol ha'mafsik v'afal gav te'ein u'os v'dei odom. He says you don't need the doors, you just use the ox himself. That's a naturally made ol, and you just said that you can't have an ol that's naturally made. It's not considered an ol. Right? He says v'ha shvarim the ol she'ein u'os v'dei odom hu. The katani Rabbi Yehuda, says omer lo'ay v'vim glatos el shvarim. So what's going on here? So Gemara says ki asa ravdimi. Ravdimi is going to say no. There are two different standards of size for Rabbi Yehuda. Ki aser Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Elazar, Mode Rabbi Yehuda kimelo egrof. Rabbi Yehuda agrees if you have the size of an egrof. The egrof is a fistful. If you remember the Gemara in Yom again, the Gemara says, look at Rashi, Mel egrof, Oel sherachov kimelo egrof. If the Oel is as big as an egrof, shehu yoser mitefach, which is bigger than a tefach. Normally an Oel has to be tefach by tefach. But if you have an Oel that's even bigger, like an egrof, then Modi Rabbi Yehuda will say, She'af al pi she'inu osu b'dei adam, chashev lios ogel. The Malay Agrof, Matzinu chashev lemor, that Agrof is really, really big. So he has two standards. If it's only a tefach cubed, then that's considered an ol only if you had intent to make it an ol. But once you reach the size of an Agrof, then it's an ol even without the intent. The Gemara is eventually going back and say, okay, so well, what about the space in the bed? We just established the space in the bed is 10 tefachim. That's low egrof. Why is that not considered? Why is that not considered an ol, and therefore not allow you to sit to sleep under the sukkah? So we'll get to that. So again, mode Rabbi Yehuda kol egrof, and therefore the Gemara says Tanan Amihachi, which is interesting because they're about to quote a Mishnah, and it says Tanan Amihachi, which is the words reserved for a brisa. So again, it goes back to something we said earlier that when you're quoting Taharos, so right Rashi said from his Rebbeim, since there's no Baal, there's no Yerushalmi, they should have treated Taharos not like the Mishnah. Okay, so Tanya Mehachi, who mode Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, be shekifin ubenikike hasloyim. Right, Rashi says, what are those? Be shekifim. These are sloyim hanoflim umisparkim beruach, veyesh chor gadol b'makom akirasam. And the kiyin are bikuin, which are more like cave-like things. Big spaces. Remember we talked about under erosion, under the stone, we said that, he said that's not an oel. I said, because that's small. But if they're really big, like as long as a big egg off, then he agrees, b'shekifin, b'shekikei aslayim, that they are considered an oel. So the Gemara says, the harei delis, you have the door, the yeshba kama egrofin, which is, I guess, kama egrofin, right? Rashi says, it has kama egrofin in the karka to the delis, from the floor to the board. The halei delis, the yesh kama egrofin, the katani Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo hayu mevi in dlatos. Well, why not? So he says, el eshvarim. So why wouldn't you bring the dlatos? Why can't you bring the doors? The doors would be a good ohel. Why is Rabbi Yehuda don't bring the doors? So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Amar Abaye, not that you weren't allowed to bring the doors. Amar Abaye lo huchruchu lahavli dlatos. They didn't have to bring the dlatos because there was no need for it, because the shor itself would constitute the ohel, would constitute the separation, because there's a big enough space. Rava Amar, lo hayu, right, lo hayu li dlatos. Rava Amar, no, lo hayu li dlatos kol ikar. They wouldn't, when Yehuda says they wouldn't bring the doors, there's another reason why not to bring the doors. Shem ipnei daito shaltino gasa alav, shem ayotzi rosho echa meyavaro v'yitma v'kever tahom. He says, no, the doors, somehow the doors on the big doors or boards on the ox would give the kids some sort of stability, and then maybe they would, you know, hang off the edge of the board and stick their hands out, and it maybe becomes tamei betumas tahom. Imagine raising this kid for 7 years, and then at the end of the 7 years, he just sticks out his hand as he's going, and he ruins the whole thing. Right, exactly. He ruins the whole thing. Right. Rashi says, "Kol ikar lo mishum de eno ol." Not because we're not concerned about ol. Elish loti adaitel shatina gasalav. He won't be, you know, feel good. Semitosh eno yirulipol. Since he's not afraid to fall, v'arei batuach, and he's confident. Ki ilu hu ba'aliyah, like he's in some sort of attic. Aliyah rachba v'yotzi roshel chutz l'delas umayel. Lefichach, therefore, mevin sharar and balid blazos. Umitosha Yorolipol, now he's on an ox, and he's afraid he's going to fall. Eino motzi rosho lahad min aruch of ashor. He's not going to spread out, and he doesn't have that stability, he's spread out over the edge of the ox, and therefore he won't be concerned of too much to home. So again, so that's just a machlokas as to whether or not, when Rabbi Yehuda says they don't bring the doors, doesn't mean they don't bring the doors because there's no need to bring the doors, because they already have the ol of the separation with the ox. Or not only that, they wouldn't bring the doors at all for a different reason, because if you bring the doors, you're concerned the kid might stick his hand out. After all, even though this kid is, you know, psychologically damaged by being brought up in this environment, but maybe unless he's still a kid, and he would stick his hands out. So Tani Kavase the Rava. So we have a brayso that supports Rava that says that we didn't bring the doors kol ikar. Tani Kavase the Rava, because the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bryce is exactly the same. Lo hayin vi'in dlasos kol ikar. They wouldn't bring the doors at all. Because the das of the kid would be supported, I guess, wouldn't be concerned. Shema yotzi rosho o echa me'avarav v'yitma bekever to home. Ella mevi'in shvarim ha'mitzriyim. They would bring these Egyptian oxen. Shek krisoseyin rechovos. And have very wide, I guess, bellies or backs. Right? V'atinokos yoshos ha'gaveyen. And the kids sit on top of it. The koso shall even be a dayan. They have the stone cups. The gilu shiluach, and when they get to the mei shiluach, yardu umiluim va'alu v'yashu lahen agabeim. Right, that's what they would do with the ox. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. You, Rabbi Yehuda, just said based on this answer that if you have the size of an egrof, which is bigger than a tefach, then then even a non-naturally made space is considered an ol. Well, if that's the case, the Hare Mita, what about our case in our Mishnah, the Mita, the Yeshba, Kama Egrofin, it's definitely bigger than an Egrof. We said it's 10 Tvachim, right? It's 10 Tvachim from the floor. So you have the Mita, which is Mole Egrof, so it should be an OL, right? If it should be an OL, then it should be Masik and not be allowed to sleep there. Why does Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah say you can sleep there, right, under the bed? The Hare Mita, the Yeshba, Kama Egrofin, it has a bunch of Egrofin, Utsnan, and we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Noagim hayinu, we would noeg, shahayinu yushenim tachas hamita, we would sleep under the bed, mipnei hazakenim, because of the zakenim. I guess there was no room, and they wanted to all sleep in the sukkah, so the zakenim slept on the bed, and the talmidim slept under the bed. Well, how can you do that? If it's bigger than a low egrof, even if you didn't have tent, even if you didn't have intent, it's considered an OL. So now if it's an OL, it's a separate rishus, you're sleeping under the bed, you're not sleeping under the sukkah. That would be lit. So why you say it's mutter? He says, no, a bed is different. Shani mita, a bed is different. Hoel ulegaba asuya. The bed is made for the purpose of using the top. The underneath is just a, you know, it's a side product of making the bed. The utilization of the bed is the top, not the bottom, and therefore it's not considered an OL. Right, Rashi says, Hoel ulegaba asuya, third line on top. Lishen al gaba, the low tachtea. Lefichach, im lashem oel. The Gemara says, wait a second. Well, what you just said that the ox too. The oxen also are, what's the purpose of the ox? It's for the top, to ride on it. Right, he says, Shvarim nami, legavan asuyim, are made for the utility is for the top, not for the underneath, to make us an oel. He says, no, because ki asa ravin, Amar of Elazar, Shani Shvarim, oxen are different. I don't know why who would do this and don't do this at home. Hol umaginim ala roim bechamet bnei achama ubikshamet bnei agshamim. The oxen also have utilization underneath because during the rain the shepherds would use it sort of as a protection from the rain and use it for shade. If the ox sits down, you're in trouble, so don't try it at home. But there's utilization for the underneath as well. And if there's utilization for underneath, Rashi says, they would put their heads underneath their bellies. Therefore, it's created for underneath as well. If it's created for underneath as well, it can be an OL. So the ox are an OL, the bed is not an OL. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. If you're concerned about, if you're talking about utility from underneath, well, and protection from the weather is utility underneath, well, the bed also has utility underneath. You put things underneath the bed. You store things under the bed. Ihachi mitanami. The bed protects. People would line up their shoes or their sandals underneath the bed. So it's there to protect as well. So the chalal also has utility. So why is that not considered an oil? And Rashi just points out, the Gemara says specifically, we're talking about shoes and sandals, because you're not supposed to put anything else under the bed. Even your snack box, you're not supposed to put these things under the bed. Gemara says, and Rashi says, minolim v'sandolim, darmino bababasar, we say in the Gemara bababasar, what is considered the bed of a Talmud Chacham? It's called She'ein Tachteh, the only thing that's underneath it, Elamin Alim, Shabbal Abayis, Mosachama, if shoes during the Hateis, the Sandalim, Mosach Hashamim, She'nosnim Sham, Keshubol, Ishachev, Elishem, Cholzim, and Allah. When you get there, you lie down, you take off your shoes, V'nosnim Tachlas Mitaso. Aval Ateis, Tachteh, Devarim Acherim, put other things under the bed, Genayu Lo, Shamargil, B'nei Abayis, Lasham. What ends up happening is it caused other people to come there. Other people come there, it's not so tzanduah, I guess that's the reason. But that's where it gives us a side point. As Rashi says specifically, it says, minalim asandalim. So again, the bed is protecting under the shoes underneath as well. Just like the ox is protecting the people underneath as well. So if it's an ol underneath for the ox, it should be an ol underneath for the bed. Once again, if it's an ol underneath for the, utilization for underneath the bed constitutes utilization, then it should be considered ol. How can you sleep under there in the sukkah? So el amarava, Rabbi says, no, there's a difference. Shani shvarim, Hoyo v'asuyim lahagin al b'nei me'im shelahem. The back, or the girth of the shore is created to protect its intestines. It's pretty much what it's saying. Rashi says al b'nei me'an. It's gag sheshidra shalehen magin alehem. The spine and the ribs protect what's inside. So it's like its own oel. It's protecting itself. Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk. It's interesting, he quotes a pasuk in Eov, and as Hotzos points out, this pasuk is not talking about an animal, it's talking about a human. He says, Shenamar, or ubasar talbisheni, you'll clothe me with skin and flesh, uba'atzamos v'gidin tisokacheni, and that will cover my bones and cover the bones and the sinews. Right, Rashi Hotzos points out, afagav the heart cry ba'adam, k'sir kol shekein behema, definitely a behema, because it more makes sense for an animal, because the animal is on all fours. Okay, so it protects. So therefore, that's why it is by the shore, it's an OL, and therefore it could be a separation to prevent the tumah going up to the kid that's on top of it. But an OL is not, but a bed is not an OL, because underneath it is there's nothing that's protecting, I guess. The Ibais Ema, or you can say, a whole nother answer. You can say a whole other answer. He writes, Ema, Rabbi Yehuda L'tamei, Rabbi Yehuda Shitaso. This is an OL. The shore is an OL. The bed is an OL. I watch, so why can you sleep under the bed? Ibais Ema, Rabbi Yehuda Litame, Higizushitaso, the Amar, who says, Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inan. For a sukkah, you need a Diras Keva. Remember, we mentioned before, I think on Daf Vav, Daf Zayin, Rashi points it out, a bunch of Tanoim who held that a sukkah has to be a Diras Keva. Different Tanoim for different reasons. What is it? Because it's four walls. So Rabbi Yehuda, remember our mission, Rabbi Yehuda said that 20 Amos is good enough for a sukkah also. At least it's above 20 Amos. Because Diras Keva is a whole, this Diras Arai concept. So he says, the sukkah is a Diras Keva Ba'inan. Vahavle Mita Diras Arai. So therefore it has a permanence to it. The bed does not have a permanence to it, because you'll move it in and out. It's a Diras Arai. The sukkah Diras Keva Inan. Vahavle Mita Diras Arai. The sukkah Ol Keva. And the sukkah is a Keva. It's Ol Keva. The low Asi Ol Arai. Umivatel Oras Keva. So an Ol Arai can't come in and be Mivatel and nullify the status of the Ol Keva. The sukkah has an Ol Keva, because it's permanent. The bed comes in there and is temporary. That temporary status under the bed cannot nullify the permanent status of the sukkah. They make it Ol Keva. Right? Rashi says, of Ibai Seimo, the Rabbi Yehuda, Mita Olhi. The bed is for sure an Ol. Ela Hainu Taim of the Shari. This is the reason why it's Mutter. Mishum the sukkah Ol Kavuahu. The sukkah is a permanent structure. The low asiyarayim vato keva lahasiyar sashem sukkah mikan. You can't remove the status of the sukkah by putting in a temporary bed in that spot. Right? He says sukkah diras keva, but you know, vahavile mita diras arai, vasukkah olas keva, vlo asi ol arai, umivatel olas keva. Ah, the Gemara says, vaharav shimon the amar nami sukkah diras keva, but you know, isn't Rabbi Shimon also one of those Tanoim who said that the sukkah requires to be a diras keva? Rashi says, why? Because Rabbi Shimon said you need four walls. He was the one who said it had to be 3+. Right, we had machlokes whether it's 2+ or 3+, and he was the one who said it had to be 3+. Right, the boy abed funas. Rabbi Yehuda Perakama, we say on Daf Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yezer, Achayim, kulos relus because diras keva meinan. It has to be diras keva. The kaver bas nisim lefidar kein lamanu. So therefore, according to that, shayosh tachas amita lo yosde chavaso. We said over there that if you hold diras keva, there's someone who sleeps under the. Okay. So, 1 second, go back. He says, "Rav Shimon, the Amar Nami Sukkah Diras Keva by Inan, v'Asi Ol Arai u'Mevatel Olas Keva." He says that you can sleep, right? He says that you may not sleep under it. Why not? If he says Ol Arai, if you hold it's a Sukkah Diras Keva, and under the bed is an Ol Arai, so how can the Ol Arai be Mevatel the Diras Keva? Because he says, "I argue. I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you that Ol Arai can be Mevatel the space in the Ol Keva." He said, "Rav Shimon, the Amar Nami Sukkah Diras Keva Inan, the Asi Ol Arai Mevatel Olas Keva." Gemara says, "In, yeah, for sure, but Hapligi, that's the Machlokas. Mar Savar Asi Ol Arai Mevatel Olas Keva. That is Rav Shimon. Umar Savar and Rav Yehuda says, Lo Asi Ol Arai Mevatel Olas Keva. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, you may not sleep under there because that Ol Arai has significance, and therefore you're sleeping in the Ol, you're not sleeping in the Sukkah." Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that Ol Arai doesn't have enough significance to revitalize the status of the Ol Keva, and therefore you may sleep under there. That's going to be their Machlokas. Okay, so bottom line is, we just explained Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita either is to say that either to somehow come up and say that the bed is not considered an Ol, and it's different from the ox. In the Paraduma case, or to say, yeah, in a Hanami, it is an OL, but it's a temporary OL. And a temporary OL does not have halachic significance enough to mivatel the permanent OL of the sukkah, because the sukkah has to be a diras keva. Okay. So now, Amar Rav Shimon Maisa B'Tevi Abdo, shall Rav Shimon, right, the Mishnah had said that they brought down this Maisa of Tevi, right, Maisa B'Tevi Abdo Shimon Gamliel, that he would sleep under the bed. Right, we'll go back to the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, you may not sleep under the bed. You're not Yotzi if you sleep under the bed in the Sukkah. And he says, oh, Tevi, look how smart Tevi, the Eved Kanani, he didn't sleep under the bed. Again, why was he sleeping in the Sukkah anyway? So, Tosfos says over there, Tosfos Re'isim Tevi Avdi, last line on Chafim and Beis, Uparach Ish Shalom Lidoch HaSachamim, the whole reason why he's sleeping under the bed, because there's not enough room, and he's an Eved, so why is he in the Sukkah to begin with? Just sleep outside. Right? Yeshiva chutz l'sukkah. Umashani, the road to Hailu Shmuel Devei Chachamim. I guess the Chachamim would speak in the Sukkah, so he wanted to hear it. So he wanted to be there. So he found the one place in the Sukkah where nobody else would be, because they wouldn't be Yotzei, under the bed. So he slept under the bed. Okay. So, Amar Rav Shimon, Maisa B'Tevi Avdo, Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, Mesichaso Shal Rav Gamliel, from the from the speaking, from just the stam speaking of Rabbi Gamliel, lamadnu shnei dvarim. We learned two things. Number one, lamadnu shavadim peturim min hasukkah. We see that Eved Kenani is patur from the sukkah. Vilamadnu, when we also learn, shayoshen tachas amita lo tzi dechavaso. We also learn that if someone sleeps under the bed, is not yotzi his chova. If it's 10 tefachim, he's not yotzi his chova, because that's where the person who wasn't chayiv in the sukkah, where that's where he went. So the Gemara says, why did it say misicha so? Just say v'leimim mitvarav shel Rabbi Gamliel. Right, just say from the words of Rabbi Gamliel. Why from his conversations? Milsagav orcha kamash malon. No, because it's teaching you something else. Ki hada amr of acha bar ada, v'amr amr of acha bar ada, amr of hamnuna, amr rav, minayin shafilu sichas talmidei chacham mispicha limud. How do you know they even have to be careful and listen to just the stam conversations of the talmidei chachamim? Shneamar v'aleihu lo yuhul. I'm not sure where that comes, but it's saying that you have to be very careful, right? She says, Dvar kal shevo. Aleihu is like the leaves, which is something very, very light. Even the conversations of the Talmid Chachamim are something you should pay attention to, because you never know what you're going to get from the conversations. This was Rabbi Gamliel just speaking. He was just conversing. He wasn't giving shiur or anything like that, but nevertheless, from just his stam, sicha b'teila, so to speak, you were able to learn these two halachas. Halacha number one, that avadim apturim from, and avadim apturim from sukkah, that means women are also pturos from sukkah, because they have the same level of obligation. And number two, yashan tachon sukkah is not yotzei. Right? I did. You have to do it. For sukkah, you have to eat, drink, and sleep in the sukkah. Right. You're not yotze. You're not yotze. You're chiyuv. Your obligation. It's like sleeping in the house, which all of us do anyway. But it's like at least in chutz laretz. It's a chutz. Ah. So do you have heterim or not have heterim? It's a different story. But you're not yotze. You're chiyuv. You have mitzvah sasei mido raisa to eat, drink, and sleep in the sukkah. Not only that, sleeping in the sukkah, you're not allowed to do a shenas arai. A chilas arai is allowed outside the sukkah. Shana Sarai isn't allowed out of sukkah. Well, because he's sleeping, he's not sleeping in the sukkah, right? It's very common to sleep in the sukkah. Again, in I will look in the Ramah in a moment. But what? I always tell my son as long as I'm not snoring, don't touch me. Yeah, anything, any falling asleep is sleeping aright. Yeah. So Tosas points out, he says Lamadnu she'avadim p'turim in a sukkah. Tosas asks, why don't they come from here to teach me that a servant is pukta from the sukkah? It's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Every mitzvah seishas man grama, a woman's p'tur from, and therefore the slave is also pukta from. Right? Tosas says, afagav the high mitzvah seishas man grama, itzrich lashmunin, you would have to teach us that you don't sleep in the sukkah, the eved doesn't sleep in the sukkah, and also a woman doesn't sleep in the sukkah. And just think the lo tema, because you might say the chayovim, they would be chayiv in the sukkah mishum deksiv teishvuk ein kaduru. Because you have to be in the house, in the sukkah, the same way you're in the house. So just like when I'm in the house, my servant is there for me. Just like I'm in the house, I'm with my wife. So too in the sukkah, I should be with my wife. So therefore, therefore it comes to teach us that you're not the chayiv to have the woman and the eved is not in the sukkah. The question is, well, why are women paturos? Right? Don't we say even to mitzvah seishas man grama? We say afen hayibos wanis. Right? If we're talking about the ananei kavod. Right? If you say sukkah's mamash, it's not such an ace. But if it's another kavod, then the afen hayuba also an ace, and they should be chayyabos also. So they told us in many places, answers, we only say the idea of afen hayuba also an ace, we say it three times in Shas, those are always the rabbanos. Right? Number one is by Chanukah, right? Ner Chanukah, Dalit Kosos, and Mikra Megillah. There is a Rabbeinu Tam who tries to say that when it comes to Shalosh Shudas, a woman should also be Chayovas in Shalosh Shudas because of the Lecha Mishnah, Afin Hayiv also Nei, so he's trying to maybe extend it to the Oraisa. But it's very interesting, if you look in the Ramah, Tuf Reish Lamed Tes, which we're talking about that we don't sleep in the Sukkah. So in Tuf Reish Lamed Tes, Sif Beis, I think it is. He says, "Oklin v'shosim shein v'sukkah kol shiva b'malayla ve'ein yishin v'chutz v'sukkah." The Rama says a tough reish lama tesif base afilu shnes arai, but avabotu lechol afilu sarai chutz v'sukkah. And he says, "Well, arai," he says, "v'afilu chutz v'sukkah, you don't eat it outside." So he says, the Rama says, "Umashen noagim lahakil achshav b'sheina." Why are we knowing now? I guess in Europe at the time, she'ein yishin v'sukkah rakam medaktim b'mitzvos. Only those medaktikim. They sleep in the sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, everyone sleeps, and pretty much everyone sleeps in the sukkah. A lot of people sleep in the sukkah. Many more than do here. So he gives two reasons. Reason number one, Yesh Omer Mishum Tzina. It was cold. may not apply this year. This year might be too hot, right? It was cold. The yeshar lishon b'mekomos hakarin. There's a tzar. He put him in the sukkah. It starts to sleep in these. That's he quotes the Mordechai. The linira, he says, this is the reason he gives. Mishum the sukkah ish ubeso ish v'ishto kederach shudar kol hashana. Well, you really should be in the sukkah like the way in your house. Right, ubemakom im ishto she'ein lo sukkah miyuchadetes butter. Well, if you don't have like a privacy in the sukkah, you can't be with your wife because it's not going to be tsanua. So he uses the idea that Tosfos said, which you thought would be muchay of you to have the woman and the avadim in the sukkah. He uses it to potter you from being in the sukkah because it won't be teshuvah and kenduru because you can't have your wife there. It's interesting that the Ramah uses the same svara. The opposite way.
That this doesn't apply.
Right. Well,
same story,
if that svara is correct, then that would be. But if it's because it's sinna, then maybe it does apply. But I don't think this year you're not going to. I think maybe if you can talk about safety, that could be another reason.
But that svara applied without the Gemara too, and nobody seemed to use. I mean, everybody seemed to agree that you sleep in the sukkah. That svara didn't change. It's sinna.
Sinna changed because it was warm there. What changed is the woman thing.
Oh, so yeah,
I hear you. Tosfos uses that svara to say that maybe it should be chayiv. That's what I'm pointing out. The Ramah is flipping it on its head.
Why does Rabbi Gamliel describe his slave as a Talmud Chacham?
Because Tevi, throughout Shas, Tevi is a huge Talmud Chacham. He knows. He knows the stuff. And he knows the halakha.
The Talmud is the slowest on the earth. Everyone knows that. I mean, it's not that it's a deep longest that he should know that he's part of a sukkah.
Well, Tosfos had to go to the whole people to explain to us why.
Yeah,
and Tevye knew that.
Just in saying he was there to help him. He's a servant in case he needed something. He'd be able to
so, but why did he sleep there? He could have slept outside.
Because then he's not there.
Because he wants to learn. Tevye threw out shots. I mean, if you know all the sukkahs where Tevye comes up, Tevye was a Talmud Chacham. Tevye knew his stuff. Tevye is a Talmud Chacham. Whether you don't think that this proves that he's a Talmud Chacham or not, Tevye throughout Shas is known to be a Talmud Chacham. Okay, fine. Mishnah. Hasomech sukaso bikare amita. Someone who supports his schach with the bedposts. So basically he has the bed with the bedposts, and he puts the schach on top, resting on the bedpost. So somech sukaso bikare amita. Kshera, that's going to be kosher. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, im eino yichol lalot me'as v'psula. If the schach can't stand by itself, it's going to be puzzle. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Pligav Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abba Bar Memel. So my chloksim, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abba Bar Memel. Chad amar b'nesha ein lo keva. One says, because it's not kavua. If you move the bed, the schach falls out. It doesn't have keva. B'chad amar b'nesha ma'amida b'davar m'kabal tuma. Oh, it comes to Maimid. You can't have the schach be supported. Not only can't the schach be something that's mekabel tumah, the schach can't be supported by something that's mekabel tumah. And these bedposts, I guess, are mekabel tumah. Rashi says, Shemamida, afal pi shelo lamadu psul el l'schach, even though we only learned the psul of mekabel tumah by schach, and we say, hoel, the ikaro shel schach elu ma'amidim have ki ilu sika kadam ragab tumah. The whole essence of the sukkah is the schach, and what's supporting the essence is the maimid, and maimid has to be something that's not makabal tumah. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two, or a nafkamina between the two shitas? Use the bedposts, you use these metal or iron posts. Besike chaleim. And you support it, I put it on there. I guess you put metal posts, and you put schach on top of metal posts. Right? Lamanda amar lefish ein lakeva. According to one, it says the problem with the schach of the bed is because there's not a permanence. Well, harish lakeva. These metal posts aren't going anywhere. Right? Not a bed, just some metal posts. They're not going anywhere. Right? So therefore, it would be good. Umanda amar b'nei mida b'davar makabel tumah. But one says that there's a psulat schach. If you put it on top of something, the schach is supported by something that's makabel tumah. Yeah, that's why everyone has the Home Depot. Please make me a notch like this. And the Home Depot is knowing what we're talking about. Right, so you have to have, that's where you put the wood beams across, so they're resting on the wood beams. The wood beams are resting on the metal, so that's a machlok, it's a maimin of maimin. But they're resting on the wood beams, and the schach goes on top of the wood beams. Right, so he says, therefore, the metal beams, you couldn't rest the schach on the metal beams. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Lo shanu what? Lo shanu, that the bed, resting on the bed, would be no pasul, ela samach. That would be if you use the bedpost. Aval sichech al gabe mita kshera. But if you put schach over the bed, it's kosher. What does that mean? You didn't put the schach on the bedpost itself. You have the beds have these bedposts, and outside of the bedposts, you create another four other posts that are not connected to the bed. I'm not sure what the chiddush would be. Right, my timer. What's the avosika chagav emita ksheira? My timer. Lamanda amar lefisha ein lakeva hari yesh lakeva. Now you have keva because you're not being, the bed is not kavua because you'll move the bed. So this one will have kavuyas because you're not going to move it. Lamanda amar bnei shem amita b'davar kabatuma hari ein amita b'davar kabatuma. Here you're not putting it on something that's not kabatuma. Something that is kabatuma, you're putting it on wood. This is Rashi. Rashi says alsifik chagav emita v'lo samach hasikach bekrayim. You didn't put the sikach on the bedpost. El agabi yisedos on other posts. Aval kol dofnei asuka ena ela mitos. But the door, the walls of the sukkah are the bedposts. The bed has this. It's like these walls that come up. Let's say there's three like this. And but you're not. Then you put four more poles around it, and you rest the schach on those four poles. But your walls are still the sukkah. So maybe that's not considered. Right, the sukkah is going to move as long as the schach is on something that's keva. That's okay, right? Lo pasul Rav Yehuda, the hal lo gamin psul mei l'sukkah el l'sikuch, because the psul of keva is only for the schach, not for the walls. Lo zeh v'lo ma'amido b'psul in the keva nami ish keva l'sikuch. Again, this is going to be considered keva, and also it's not on something that is mikabel tumah. Okay, we'll stop here on the Mishnah, and have a great day.